Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless you. And welcome to today's Deliverance Now is on the air. We want to invite you to get your Bible and your pen and paper. I'm Apostle-elect Becky Kennedy, and we want you to come and enjoy the Lord with us for the next hour. We also would like for you to know that you may send in your emails your prayer requests while we are on the air tonight to Redemption Ministries, TDN@gmail.com. Truly, God has something in store for you tonight. There is a blessing awaiting you tonight. And once again, that email address is Redemption Ministries, TDN. That's T as in Tom, D as in David, N as in Nail, at gmail.com. We want you to stay tuned and be blessed. We have a lot in store for you tonight. We want to thank and praise God for Pastor Hill giving us this space and this time to worship and magnify the Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Brittany Smalls if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we come before you, thanking you, Lord God, for this hour. Thanking you for how you've blessed us, how you've kept us, how you watched over us, God. God, from danger seen and unseen, God, we say thank you. Thank you for your angels, God. Hallelujah. That go with us, Lord God, that are with us, Lord God, that prepare the way for us, that remove hindrance and stumbling blocks, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for every listener, Lord God, every person, hallelujah, who can hear this prayer, Lord God, who stands in the need of prayer, who stands in the need of your word going forth on tonight, God. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name that your will be done, God. We pray and we ask now, Father, that the word, hallelujah, will reach, Lord God, some lost soul, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name now, God, that you will look upon, Lord God, this broadcast tonight, anointed like never before, God. Let the power, hallelujah, of your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, fall fresh, hallelujah, upon the servants, Lord God, that they shall do your will, Lord God, that it shall be made known in Jesus' name, that, Lord God, there is deliverance and you can have it now. God, that there's a healer and you can be healed now. There is a Savior and you can be saved now. I thank you now in Jesus' name. We pray and we ask now, Father, that you will continue, Lord God, to be a blessing, hallelujah, to your people, those listening, Lord God, via internet, those on the phone lines, Lord God. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name that you will give us our hope, God,
the things
that we've been praying for, God. God, you said in your word that hurt deferred, Lord God, makes a sick heart, Lord God. But when that hope comes, Lord God, it's like a tree of life. So, God, the things we've been hoping for, the things we've been desiring in you, God,
yes, God.
You said in 2014 we can have what we say. Oh, God, in 2014 it's obedience that's better than sacrifice. God, we thank you now in Jesus' name that, Lord God, you give us, hallelujah, the good of the land. Lord, according to your blessing plan, you said that we are the head and not the tail. You said that we are above and not beneath. Lord God, you said that we are blessed. Hallelujah. You said we're rich and not poor. God, to your servants, those whom you called according to your will. God, I pray in Jesus' name that we find ourselves in you even the more, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, God, for those persons who are offended, Lord God. Your word declares that a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name that no one get left behind because of offense, Lord God. God, let us cast all our cares upon you, Lord God, because we know that you care for us. And we pray in Jesus' name that healing be brought forth, Lord God, in our bodies, that healing be brought forth in our hearts, God, that our souls may be restored, that our spirits revitalized, God. Keep us in Jesus' name, Lord God, one another close-knit, Lord God, in the body of Christ. Allow us, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to pray and to have the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man to avail as much that there might be healing, God. I pray in Jesus' name that you would look upon bodies now, God, the persons who are in the body of Christ, who are ailing in their physical bodies, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name for the persons, yes, God, who are in the body of Christ, who are ailing in their spirit, man, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would send forth healing, God. God, I pray that understanding and knowledge be passed upon your people, Lord God, that, Lord God, we will not perish, God, for a lack of knowledge. Lord God, I pray that as, Lord God, the person gets prepared to pour out through your word, Lord, that, Lord God, we will gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding, God. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding, God, that we can go forward and do the work that you've called us to do, God. I pray for every person in the body, the fivefold, Lord God, those who possess the gift of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. God, those who you've called your servants, your prophets, Lord God, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers, Lord God. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would have your way in their life, God. God, I thank you now in Jesus' name. My God, I thank you, God, for bringing back, Lord God, those lost children. I thank you, God, that we snatch them back from the hands of the enemy. I thank you, God, that the prayers of the righteous go forth. I thank you, God, that we pray, and our prayers are heard in heaven. Oh, God, I thank you now in Jesus' name that our angels are warring on our behalf. God, even as you said, you caused our hands to war. Oh, God, we send it up in Jesus' name that our children will come back, God, that our loved ones will come back, God, that they'll know you in a greater way, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that your will, hallelujah, be done in our lives. Lord God, that our seed be blessed, that our seed be blessed. God, that you will bless our finances, that we can do greater work for the kingdom. God, I pray in Jesus' name that the visions and dreams that you've given your own men, as you said, you pour out it upon your people, Lord God, as you spoke in the book of Joel. God, that your children shall prophesy. Oh, God, and I pray in Jesus' name, oh, God, that they'll cry out and fear not. God, I pray that you bring forth correction back in the land. Oh, God, I pray repentance back in the land. God, I pray that we fear you like never before. Oh, God, that we love you, Lord God. We fear and hallelujah. We reverence you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that the persons, hallelujah, who shall receive one tonight will be blessed, Lord God, and take it with them, Lord God, through the longevity in which you shall have them to live, God. Let this not just be a one-night occasion, God, where we receive from you, Lord. But, God, let us hide it in our heart, the word that you pour out, that we might not sin against it. Oh, God, let us attain, Lord God. Oh, God, those spiritual principles that you have sought so to give us, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. I thank you in Jesus' name that your will be done in this place, Lord God. Oh, God, across the land now, Father. I pray for the children, Lord God. Oh, God, little girls and little boys. God, I pray safety in Jesus' name. God, I pray your mercy in Jesus' name. God, I pray your protection in Jesus' name. God, I pray and I ask now, Father, for mothers and fathers, Lord God. Oh, God, that you would keep them, Lord God, that they'll be able to pray, seek you out, Lord God, as to how to raise up these children, Lord God, how to, Lord God, instill in them the power of prayer. Oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would look upon every shepherd, hallelujah, every leader, Lord God, of a flock. I pray in Jesus' name that you would have your way in their life, that you, Lord God, would birth new vision in them, Lord God, the vision that you placed in them. I pray that you bring it to full maturation, God. Oh, God, I pray that you will put laborers, Lord God, in their midst who will help bring the vision to pass. God, I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord God, the financial blessing, Lord God, that you seek to pour out upon your people, God. Lord God, make us prepared and ready to receive it in its fullness, God. Oh, God, I thank you now in Jesus' name. Your will being done, Lord God. God, your will for our life. Hallelujah, that we shall prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be in good health. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that it be done, God. We speak life on tonight. We speak life on tonight. We speak life on tonight, Lord God. Those who stand in need of jobs, those who stand in need, Lord God, of a turnaround, hallelujah, in marriages, Lord God, those who stand in need of a, Lord God, a different direction to go in from what they've been doing, Lord God, running from you, Lord God, turn them all the way around and bring them back to you, God, for your word declares that you lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, and it's in Jesus' name we take those steps, Lord God, oh God, that we may be led by you, that we will honor you and acknowledge you as Lord, the one who rules, has governed and authority over our life, the one who sets us up, hallelujah, for all that we shall receive, oh God, and we thank you for it, how you give to us, oh God, before we even ask of it, God, you said in your word, you know what we need before we even ask of it, Father, and we thank you for supplying our daily bread. We thank you, Lord God, that we know it's in the continuation of communication with you that we are sustained, Lord God, for man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we thank you for talking to us, Lord God, for continuing to communicate with us, Lord God. And we thank you that on tonight we shall receive a word. We shall receive, Lord God, the instruction. We shall receive, hallelujah, hallelujah, from your holy manual, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Tonight, we praise God for his love and his kindness. We thank Evangelist Smalls, amen, for going to the throne of grace, taking us there. And truly, we want God to move. God bless you, Pastor French.
God bless you, Pastor Kennedy.
God bless you, Pastor Marshall.
God bless you, too.
Amen. And truly, we thank and praise God tonight. We have our guest summits also waiting. None other than Evangelist Myra Looney out of Flint, Michigan. Amen. God's songbird herself. At this time, Pastor French, Pastor Marshall, you know, we've been talking the last couple of weeks about following God's instructions and his obedience and just doing what God would have us to do. And today the Lord, and even yesterday, the Lord took me into Romans 8 and over in Romans 12. You know, and I was just reading about the mercies of God and how God just wants us to present ourselves. And when the scripture said present your body as a living sacrifice, some people would take that, and they're just thinking about this outer temple. But I take that to be the heart. I take that to be the mind. How about you, Pastor? Amen?
Amen, amen. Yes, it is talking about the heart of man, because the outward appearance does nothing. It is pertaining to flesh, and there's no good thing in the flesh, which the scriptures have told us. But the heart, the inner, the core, the being that you are, the spiritual being, that is where we have to present the living sacrifice to. We have to be holy, walk holy, live holy, talk holy. That's how God wants us to be. We just live in this world, but we are not of this world. We are to be a walking example. We are made in the image and the likeness of God, and we are to be a walking example of Christ. We are a follower of Christ. That's why we are called Christians, because we are his followers. And so as followers and imitators, we imitate God, and we know that God stands for holiness. He stands for righteousness. He stands for well-being. And a lot of times we can get caught up in the fashion, the outward appearance, but we know what the scriptures say about the outward appearance. You know, God is not looking for the hair to be a certain way, the hair to be braided up. He's not looking for the face to be made up. He's not looking for you to have on the latest fashion shoes or the latest fashion just to say that, you know, God has blessed me. But if God woke you up this morning, he already blessed you. If God allows you to walk under your own strength, you're already blessed. If he allowed you, glory to God, to go to the job or go to wherever it is that you needed to go to that day, and you went under your own strength, you're already blessed. As the scriptures tell us, the blessed going in and coming out, blessed in our baskets, blessed in our store, blessed in the fruit of our womb, and the works of our hands are blessed. That's what the sacrifice, glory to God, of living holy and acceptable unto God is. And he will reward you, glory to God. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we are to seek God and to know, hallelujah, what is on the heart of God and to live for God. That's the sacrifice that he's talking about. So your flesh, no good thing dwells in it. So we cannot present flesh to God, but we almost always have to present ourselves, our spirit man, glory to God. And he wants us, hallelujah, to run after him, to love him, glory to God, and to be what he has called us to be, glory to God, in these days, in these, especially these last and evil days. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Marshall?
Glory to God. Yes?
What is uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
On that?
Well, what I did, I went a different way than you all are going. And I was looking in the Bible at some scriptures that had to do with obedience or disobedience. And I was looking at in 1 Corinthians 15 and 6. Paul stated that at one point Jesus was seen by over 500 brethren at once. I'm talking about Pentecost now. I'm
yes.
talking about when he sent his spirit. Yet on the day of Pentecost, only 120 were present in the upper room to receive the promise of the Holy Ghost or the Comforter. Only 120 was there. But the thing of it was supposed to be 500 because he had revealed to 500 people that if they wait, hallelujah, in the upper room, that he would be, that he would send the Comforter.
Come on,
but
then.
Yet only 120 came. And that was a result of somebody being disobedient. And that's the way I went with the part that had to do with obedience or disobedience. I went and just found some scriptures that
yes.
related to that. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. But the 120 that waited were obedient. They were the obedient ones who received the promise. And those that were absent missed out on the great blessing because they were not obedient.
You know, Pastor Marshall, you are so right. And that tells us those that missed out, their heart wasn't in it. Their will
right.
wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their spirit man was not in it. When
yeah.
when you're only part way in, that's what causes us to miss out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God,
okay,
my God, my God.
A lot of times people just don't.
Right.
They just won't be obedient. But obedience pays off. Being at the right place at the right time.
Yes, it does. It pays off. And when you're obedient, your heart is in it. Then you're able to present yourself. Like you said, it had been revealed to 500, but only 120 was there.
Right.
But even in so, that 120, their heart was in it. Their
yes.
mind was in it.
Oh, yes.
Therefore,
they waited there, praising God and magnifying him and singing songs. You know, I could just, I could really relate to them, how they just put themselves into it and just waited for the promise. They just knew that he was coming, and they just stayed there. See, we got to learn how to be patient. And when God promises something, we got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's going to do exactly what he says, because his word will not return void.
His word will definitely not return unto him void. And if we let patience, how does it say? Patience work her perfect work?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then we're able to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
And sacrifice, exactly.
The reason, and many times we fall short in that area is because we're not patient.
That's right.
We used to sing a song that said, "Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet."
Amen.
But I don't think we really believe that.
Yes, I tell you, it means
a
lot.
It's so much that goes to a title.
Yes.
You know, you're pastoring, and, you know, I know that if you could just pick something that you was going to do in the church, I'm sure it wouldn't be pastoring.
Amen.
I know that Pastor French is pastoring, and I know that if she could pick something else, she wouldn't pick pastoring. Would you, Pastor?
Now, I tell you, I would have picked singing.
You'd have picked singing.
I'd have picked singing.
Well, I promise you, I would not have picked pastoring. I would not have picked evangelist. I would not have picked teacher. I would not have picked prophet. I would not even dare pick apostle. Because I promise you, I understand with each one of those, it comes with a greater sacrifice. But it wasn't my choice. But
that's
the spirit man yielded unto the Lord.
Lord,
and when you say yes, then you're willing to do whatever God wants you to do.
That's
and
right.
You're willing to be what he wants you to be. Many times people, they try to say, well, when I quit doing this and when I quit doing that, he wants us to come just as we are. Just be obedient. Just do what the word says, just come before him, just as you are. Nicodemus came by night and got some answers. All you got to do is make up in your mind and talk to the Lord. If you talk to him, he'll talk back to you.
Yes,
you surrender yourself to the Lord, I declare unto you, you'll get an answer. You may go to church tomorrow, and through the message, God will give you an answer. In your dream tonight, God could give you an answer. While you're listening to this broadcast, God could give you an answer. No matter what you may be battling, you may be battling cancer. You may be battling AIDS. You may be battling bipolar disorder. You may be battling schizophrenia. Whatever your issue may be tonight, I declare if you try Jesus, you will find that he's a mind regulator, he's a heart fixer, he can clean your blood system out, he can change your whole world, but you have to surrender yourself to him. Same way that you give your all into doing the wrong thing, you have to give your all into doing what Christ wants, the right thing, showing love for one another, being merciful, being kind, repenting, asking God for forgiveness. And when you do that, then you can be obedient and present yourself as a living sacrifice. Right here, amen, glory to God. We thank and we praise God for each of you that are with us tonight. We thank God for what he's doing and how he's blessing. We want to ask that our psalmist And I don't say that lightly, because this is a young woman that God has blessed and is blessing. God give her song, melodies from on high. She writes, she sings, and she sings under the anointing. And right now I'm going to ask Sister Myra to give a little bit of her testimony and take us in song.
I just thank God for all that he's done in my life and what he's doing in my life. I just thank God for being real to me. I just thank him even now because of who he is. And, you know, he loved me in spite of me. And I thank him for that. And I'm just looking forward to what God is doing. I'm looking forward to what he's going to do in 2014, because I have some things on the table before God, and there are some things that I've already been spoken, and I'm just waiting for the manifestation. Amen. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Whoa, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Truly, we praise God for that rendition. Amen. I thank and praise God. Amen. For Sister Myra, for those of you that are listening that do not know, that is my blood sister. Amen. And I thank and I praise God for who he is and what he is in our lives and how God has blessed us to travel extensively in ministry. I've traveled in and out of the United States, amen, ministering, preaching the word. And Sister Myra has traveled singing, amen, and now she is ministering also. And we thank and we just praise God because she has ministered so in song, amen. And we thank God for the preach word that God has put down on the inside of her, amen, to be a blessing. We thank and we praise God tonight. Pastors, are there anything else you all would like to bring forth tonight? Pastor Marshall, Pastor French?
No, ma'am. I believe that I've pretty much covered what the Lord had given me on the sacrifice.
Yes.
Living sacrifice, presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. For, you know, it's just your reasonable service. You know, God has not put anything in our path that is unreasonable. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? You know, there is nothing that will come up against you, glory to God, that you will not be able to conquer. And so it's laid out in the principles of God's word, and all we have to do is be obedient to that word, and then we will live what the Bible says to live. Amen.
My God, my God. Pastor Marshall?
Yes, I was, I know you mentioned something about Joshua 7,
yes.
About the sin of Achan.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, about, you know, I was sort of comparing that with our congregations. As I was thinking, but, you know, we have to be aware of open sin within our congregations. You know, what it does is expose the members to the destructive influence of the enemy. It can also allow Satan to come in and wreak havoc in our congregations. You know, and that's we're just thinking about the sin of Achan and comparing it to our congregations that we have now. Because if sin is tolerated and not corrected, it will result in eventual judgment. And I wanted you all to discuss a little bit about you know, that, the tolerance of sin in congregations now.
Amen, amen. Pastor French, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. We can discuss that briefly. We can address that. I think we mentioned it last week as well a little bit, not in that total retrospect, but you know, because Achan was one and the instructions had been given to all, his disobedience and him being a thief caused Israel to lose the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused his family to lose their life. And many times people will sit within and say, well, what I do, It don't harm nobody but me. I'm grown, and you know, I can give an account of my own sin. It ain't going to hurt nobody but me because, see, now we living under grace and truth. But when God has given the instruction to all,
mm-hmm.
and you take it up on yourself to do what you want to do and come right back into the midst of the saints and want to continue on, there is some repercussion. Would you agree, Pastor French?
I would certainly agree with that. I most certainly would. And see, there seems to be an issue with the people nowadays even fearing and reverencing God. You know, we back in the day, not that I'm trying to date us, but back in the day, we feared God. We reverenced him. We knew what it meant. When God said something, okay, we took it to heart. We took it to where, you know, we don't want to disappoint God. We don't want, we believed he was walking with us. He was talking with us. You know, he was telling us that we're his own, and we would dare not want to, the word I'm looking for, disappoint the Father. You know, that was our attitude. But nowadays, you watch what the people do, and they think that it doesn't affect the congregation, but you see the people where they have such an attitude in coming to church, and they give you their attitude. You know, people argue with one another. They're angry. They're mad. They're upset. They come and they argue even with the pastor. We were afraid to raise our voice or to come in disagreement. People are nowadays, well, I put on my pants the same way he puts his pants on. I put my dress on the same way, you know, and they can't tell me nothing. I hear from God too. You know, and it's the attitude and the rebelliousness, even in the house of God, that it was not like that back in the day. People reverenced God, and they respected God, and they respected each other, and they respected the leaders. But it has come down to the house of God being a mockery, because there's only the reflection. Sometimes you just see the reflection of the world in the church. You know, they come in with the drama. They come in with, like I said, the attitude. They come in thinking that they're better than one another. They come in, people are not honest. They want to take, they want to steal. You know, they're just being representatives of the world and not representatives or ambassadors of Christ. You know, and when they come in like this, they think that, you know, if whatever I do just affects me. You know, but what they're doing is affecting the house. What they're doing, we are a body, and they're affecting the body. You know, you get a cancer sore or any type of sore, and if you don't allow a medication or a salve to heal it, it will spread. And this is what has happened in our church today. It has spread this canker, this sore, this sin. The sin that's in the camp, you know, it has spread. And if one thinks the other one can do it and get away with it, oh, nothing happened. You know, I can go out and do the same thing, and it'll be all right. But it's not all right, because whatsoever a man soweth, that he's going to also reap. And sometimes folks see and say, well, they did it, they got away with it. No, they didn't get away with it, and maybe you just didn't see them reap it. But people are going to reap, because the word of God is not a lie. And the word of God will find you out.
Mm-hmm. And you are so right, Pastor French. Let me say this. Back in the day, people took a little bit and did a whole lot. People, they don't reverence God. They don't respect one another. They don't respect God. I can remember being a child, and prayer being prayed, and we get an answer right then. But now people, because they're not reverencing God and being obedient, they're not being blessed the way that they used to be blessed. And it's making a big difference. It's making a big difference. Truly, if the people would turn unto the Lord and present themselves, give themselves over to the Lord, fasting and praying and seeking God's face, being obedient, not being like Anchor, not being like in Joshua 7, not going to take it and hide it and think it's not going to be found out, because your sins will find you out.
Yes.
This is the reason why so many are not blessed. This is why so many, they're praying and they're not getting an answer to their prayers.
Amen.
This is the reason why they got, but they're not able to take it and make it go as far as it used to go. Because they've taken God out of the equation.
Yes.
Amen.
When you take God out of the equation, you done took the blesser out.
That's right.
Amen.
So where it was a little bit of food and God multiplied the food and everybody was filled, now it's a little bit of food and folks fussing, talking about, I ain't got enough to eat. But God
isn't real. He's not real. God doesn't exist.
Oh,
God
yes,
does
God
not
does.
Exist. He's not real.
Oh,
there
yes.
is no God.
Who is this?
Oh, yes, it is.
There
Who
is
this?
No God. Jesus does not exist. Satan is the true religion.
I would not want to be in your shoes.
Satan is
love.
Satan is God.
You accept
me. There is no Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar. I think I found out who that was. We got another caller, 313.
Yeah.
313.
Hello.
Know
that number.
Can
you
go
hear
ahead,
me?
Three, yeah, go ahead. Ask your question.
Yeah, I heard that that last guy there. First off, for future reference, you can call me Gingy. But that last guy, man, that's pretty damn rude.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, we're going to spec everything on this sometime, so we know who God is. Go ahead and ask your question.
Because, you know, we all do know about the Ogre Lord with the almighty onions and the layers.
Hello?
Oh, okay then. All right. We got...
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Now, what's your number?
I'm 513.
513.
Is this me? Are you? Oh, you are here. Okay, hey, quick question for you, man. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm wondering that if you... In your caste there, whatever, if you guys were born in Saudi Arabia, do you think you would still be a Christian today?
I sure would.
No, you wouldn't. Come on, be real.
Why would you ask the question if you already have all the answers?
Because I'm trying to tell you that religion is subject to time and place.
No, you can't tell me that, see, because I know him as my healer, so there's nothing that you can tell me.
No, ma'am.
I know him as my savior. You believe what you believe, and I'm going to believe what I know.
No, I know. I understand that, but do you believe that Muslims are going to go to hell if they don't believe in the Bible, in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit?
Every
do you think they're going to go to hell?
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
No, I get that. All right. So just say yes, right?
I just told you.
Oh, you didn't. You're walking around the line.
The question.
No.
And you want to debate.
All right, hold on.
You don't want to take the answer that I give you.
You read me a goddamn Bible verse. Let me just ask you a question.
I sure did give you a Bible verse. Now, what's the problem with that? You asked me something that doesn't make sense, and I answered you with something that has sense.
Pastor.
Yes?
I think he's not there anymore. I got that right. okay, 011-01166. 0166.
I can't tell you.
Okay, 717.
I can't
tell.
717-919.
Okay, they don't want to talk. 717.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Is this 717? 7179.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I got a question about the Bible.
Okay, ask your question.
Yeah. Well, my name's Hank. I'm calling from Arlen, Texas, and I'm a member of a small congregation we have down here on Rainy Street. Now, every Sunday, I've been going with my family, you know, for a long time. We do the church thing right. And I've been sitting in the same gosh dang seat, the same row, same section for 12 years. And this past weekend, guess what happened? Take a guess.
I don't know.
Well, we got in there, and there was a family sitting in our section. So I went up to him, I said, oh, excuse me, man. My name is Hank Hill. I've been coming to this congregation for 12 years, and you just happen to be sitting in the same section that my family has occupied for some time now. And you know what he did? Guess. Do you know what he did?
No.
He called called me a nigger. And I said, God dang it, I'm not one of them. Don't use that word. That's my word. Well, not my word, but I do have one black friend. I haven't met him in first grade.
Oh,
but should I let these niggers sit in my seat? Or can I pray them away?
Pass.
Well, I thank you so.
Hello.
What's up? Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
God bless.
Hello, ask your question.
Yeah, well, how's it going?
Oh.
Nobody didn't ask
God bless.
Question.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Kind Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We praise you for this time. And Father God, right now, we know that you are God that sits high and looks low. We know that you see everything. Now, Father God, we ask, we thank you for today's deliverance. We thank you for giving deliverance. And God, you see
God,
and you hear. And Father God, I ask you now, God, to bind every spirit that's not like you, every thought, every word,
every day,
every And Father God, we thank you for this time. And as we prepare to sign off for today's deliverance now, we cast every demon that rises up against your word.
Hallelujah.
We bind it now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. We bind you now in Jesus' name. God, that they may know that you are God that sits high and look low. We thank you, God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got to give it. Y'all brought the fire. Y'all brought all kind of fire. My God, my God. This is a deliverance show. Thank y'all so much. I tell you. Amen, sisters.
Amen.
I tell you, y'all got so many people on this line tonight. I don't know who all y'all got on the line. Y'all got so many people, all kind of people apparently. So we need to pray hard. This is definitely the show need to go on. I thank y'all
Amen.
So much. So if y'all want to close, anybody got anything else they want to say about the conversation and the interruption, and you can do it. Pastor?
Well, Pastor. I just would like to say, this is Pastor French, and I just would like to say that you know you must be saying something good when the enemy would come forth like he did, but it does not matter. You know, they've gotten the word, and they cannot say if they don't accept Jesus Christ by the time the judgment comes. This recording shall be played before them, so they will know that they heard the word on that
day
and they rejected the Savior. So, you know, we heard the man said there is no God and there is no Jesus Christ, but he heard what was said and he rejected him. And if he does not turn his life over to the Lord and get saved, that's the recording that he's going to hear on Judgment Day. So we are doing what thus saith the Lord. And this program, the services every Saturday, 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock, will go on in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. I agree.
Amen.
I agree. I agree. Pastor, I know you got something to say. Pastor?
Apostle Elect Kennedy. She may have hung up.
Oh, Lord. Okay, then we'll go ahead and close the show for tonight. We're going to close out. Is God satisfied? Good
Amen,
night.
Pastor Yo. Hill.
Hey, we got a war to go now. We know what we We got
Amen.
A war.
Amen.
Amen. We got some deliverance on Saturday. I thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sometimes I wonder in my